Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Corum and Ed Carson with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Friday, March 8th, where we saw downside reversals all over the place, Ed. But heading into today, at least some of the leaders were looking a bit overheated. So maybe a case of going too far too fast today.
Yeah, it's hard to know how much to take at this today. We had a lot of wild action today, but want to take a look at NVIDIA, which obviously was in focus as it's been in focus all year, along with Block and XP.
Okay, well, we'll get to those three stocks, but first, let's analyze the major indexes. The NASDAQ today down 1.2%, leading the losses. And then we also had the S&P 500 down a little less than 0.7% by the day's close. The Dow today down less than 0.2%, and the Russell 2000 essentially closing flat on the day. And you can see that reversal off highs there around a key level, Ed. So let's start with the NASDAQ. We love focusing in on this one, especially in a bull market. So we got a pretty big downside reversal off highs today. What do you make of it?
Yeah, big outside reversal, hitting a record high. I mean, look, we came down to the 10-day line. It's not like this massive sell-off, but you know, it's not a great sign to have that kind of action. We've had a few days. I think we had at least two, maybe three distribution days on the NASDAQ, certainly two big high volume sell-offs, you know, and two of them were real significant. So that's something to note. Again, I think it's just about to some extent it'd be, I like to think about this. So like the old expression, April showers bring May flowers.
It's
like you like the flowers, but do you really want to stand out in the rain throughout April? Because the flowers are coming, you know, it's sort of like at some point it's like it just a pullback could be constructive. It's just a question about how much do you want to take, and it depends on the stocks you hold, what your investing style is, how concentrated you are. Right now, it still looks fine. This you know, we really haven't closed decisively below the 21-day line, really, except for maybe early January, and even then that was just for a day or two. It's been a really impressive rally. At some point, we'll come down to the 50-day line, which isn't the worst thing in the world. It's just something investors need to be thinking about.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm definitely keying off of that 21-day line as well, but also zooming out, that 50-day line or the 10-week is going to be critical as well. I'm going to change my chart to standard here. So this is the third down week here out of what the last 19 now at this point, and we're still holding near highs. Of course, it's not fun when you see this kind of action happen, but it doesn't necessarily spell imminent doom and a top for the market. It could, but you know, we'll continue to take things day by day, right, Ed?
Yeah, I mean, today, you know, like today may just look like a blip, like with that, and or maybe something significant, and we just don't know yet.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's now take a look at the S&P 500 here. A pretty mild loss all in all for the week here, Ed, down just 0.2% or so by week's end, but also a downside reversal off highs for the S&P, but not even down to the 10-day line here.
Yeah, so really not too bad. There's been, again, some distribution days we've had on this, on the S&P, I think just a couple this week, but just something to watch, but the trend has been really impressive. The 10-day line has been really strong support. That's pretty impressive for the S&P 500. That's what you normally think about with growth leaders, and the fact that the S&P has been doing that really for months is pretty amazing.
Yeah, and let's take a look at blue chips as well. Here is the Dow holding right at a key level.
Yeah, it's still holding up okay. I mean, it hasn't been doing well. I mean, it didn't bounce back. There again, we had that Tuesday sell-off, which looked so big, and then we forgot about it because with all these things, it's like I didn't even bring it up. I should have on Tuesday. On Tuesday, we had that big sell-off, and it didn't really get the major end. You know, like, oh, it did look scary for the moment. You know, just for a moment, we bounced right back. And so who knows? It really comes the next couple of days. The Dow has been lagging. It's not. I mean, there's some stock. There's reasons for it, but it's like, and ultimately, the S&P and the NASDAQ are more places to be, and the Dow just isn't as strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even still, that's a pretty nice slope to the 10-week line and finding support there right around highs. Okay, let's take a look at small caps, 0RUS. This is the Russell 2000 coming out with a gain of about 0.4% or so for the week, maybe a little bit less once the dust settles with the closing prices here, Ed. Zooming in on the daily, first we had that 2000 level. Okay, we conquered that with some volatile action to get up and out of there. And now we're trying to get above that recent high of 2071. We've done that. It's still a chop higher, though.
It's a chop higher. It's like that's the way the Russell is. But if you look at it, it had that big V-shaped base, and then we sort of set up. I mean, that's sort of like classic kind of things with stocks. We have a big sort of ugly base, and then it sets up again. You know, there's almost a handle within this thing, a really messy one if you wanted to sort of see there. And anyway, it's nice to get above that 2070 level. It's a 23-month highs. And the fact that it rose this week, nice action here. Nice and showing some breadth there. That was much better breadth than the indexes might have implied.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a look at 0TNX. This is the 10-year treasury yield coming off a bit more for the week, now down 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I mean, the Fed Chief Powell didn't say anything new, but it was, I think the data was, I think there's been some concern that the Fed would actually, in a couple of weeks, actually scale back their plans from 3 to maybe 2 cuts for the year. So the data that we had, the jobs report, some other reports suggesting that's less likely. So the yields have been coming back. That's been a tailwind. Obviously, it didn't help today on Friday, but there was other things going on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So all in all, I mean, if the Fed rate cut expectations are continuing to be adjusted, do you feel like at least for now, the market is kind of taking this in stride, or is today maybe the first crack? And I guess we'll have to see what happens from here.
Well, I mean, economics reporter Jed Graham, who covers the Fed, was talking about how the Fed has been worried about the market. So actually, if the market cools off, that would actually probably...
A little teeter-totter kind of thing.
Yeah, a little teeter-totter. That would make the Fed more willing to cut rates. You know, just, again, all these things are at the margin. So obviously the yields coming down are helping, but yeah, it's there's always a million things to think about. And that's why sometimes you just need to focus on what the market is doing and not try to look at everything in minutia.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to overthink things, but we need that context to help that decision-making process. Okay, let's look underneath the surface at some of the sector action. Here's SMH, which we know chips have been the leading group, a big downside reversal off highs here. So a more pronounced reversal off highs for chips on Friday, down 3.9%. Taking a look at the weekly, though, still up 2% for the week, Ed.
Yeah, I mean, so that's one reason you get, it's really important to look at weekly charts, especially on a day like today. It looks fine. Obviously, if you have all your money in AI chips, you'd be really happy this year. You'd be a little sad today. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
Yeah, well said. Well put. Okay, let's take a look at IGV. This is the software sector ETF, down about 2.3% for the week. And another test of the 10-week line. So seems like a critical juncture, but also, you know, we've needed more bases to develop. A lot of these leaders have been up and out of there, getting more and more extended. So maybe the other benefit of a market pause here is, or the biggest benefit perhaps, is the potential for new setups and buying opportunities.
Yeah, I think that's really key, because anything that's, and we'll look at a stock where like it's been basing for a while and its RS line looks terrible because everything's been running. So, and it'd be nice to have some of the real leaders pause and maybe, you know, find places at the 21-day line, the 50-day line set up again.
Yeah. Okay. XLI, this is the industrial sector spider ETF, yet another up week here in a row, Ed. It's been inching higher. So this only has had one down week in the last 19. So continuing to chug along here.
Yeah, really, really impressive rise. It's, you know, pretty impressive. Yeah, it fell a little bit today, but boy, just been a great ETF. But that, it shows you there's a lot of strength outside of tech. I know some of the big, big winners are in tech, but there's been plenty of solid names outside of that as well.
Yeah, always good to be reminded of that. Let's take a look at XHB. This is the home builder group. No surprise, also a downside reversal here to close out the week, but still up on the week.
Yeah, and again, looks great here. A lot of these names were extended. They offered opportunities a few weeks ago.
Okay, PAVE is another ETF to check in on. Looks very similar to the industrial group, up 0.9% this week. And let's take a look at financials, up 0.8%, continuing to trend higher. So all in all, when it comes to market breadth, it seems like really the selling was concentrated in chip stocks, but also some software as well, Ed?
Yeah, it seemed fairly tech heavy, and especially with the AI side.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, well, speaking of tech, AI, and chips, all that rolled into one, and you get NVIDIA. So we'll start with the weekly. We'll drill down to the daily, of course, but up 6.4% for the week. If you just look at that, how can you be upset? But I know a lot of traders focusing on this daily chart here today. I mean, when you get, you know, 3-4 gap ups in a row and an acceleration of the ascent here, Ed, not all surprising to see a downside reversal like this.
Yeah, and sometimes because bulls are so bullish, they would take anything. It almost needs a heavy attack, you know, downside to actually have a down day, because people would just be kept on buying it up. Look, it's been an enormous run. If we rise from here, you won't even notice that this happened on a weekly, because it's, you know, just up and up and up. You know, it was the heaviest volume of its run today, so that's something to note. On Thursday, it was 41.9%, I believe, above the 50-day line. That was the most extended it was since 2003. I mean, it was basically just, look, it's
warning signs were there.
Warning signs were just there. We don't know where it's going to be. I think one of the things is that if this falls, you're going to see other names. We saw other, you know, AMD reverse lower, Taiwan Semi reverse lower. You know, so there were names out there. SMCI, I think, ended up closing lower again. Some of these names have had enormous weeks anyway. So again, you have these stocks for the week. You're still very happy. It's just that would be the concern. And I think other things like Datadog or, you know, stocks like that, is like, what about the stocks that weren't really moving but are AI related? You know, if those stocks, if NVIDIA has a bigger pullback, maybe you forge bases, but maybe you also have other stocks break down that are still AI plays. So it's just something to watch. It depends on how concentrated you are. Look, this is an A-led market rally. This is clearly the stock and company that everybody is focusing on. So if this one comes down, even if it's a nice normal pullback, you could see, depending on how concentrated you are, you could have a lot serious losses. So it's just something to consider. How much are you willing to take? Now, you know, if you want to say, I want this home run, this is going great. Look at the numbers. See, this is transformational. I'm holding on this. I held on to it. I'm going to keep holding on to it. Others might want to say, I want to take partial profits. Again, you just have to be thinking about these, and not necessarily NVIDIA, but maybe I want to dump Datadog, or maybe I trim, you know, my arm. I just sort of like, there's just a lot of questions. It's not, there's not a right answer, you know, kind of right or wrong answer, but I got to work on what works for you with your you know, to make sure you preserve your portfolio but still are taking advantage of this amazing run.
Absolutely, well said, Ed. And I think having a plan is definitely the most important thing here with any stock, but especially if you know, are in this sort of situation with a leader on your hands like this. I do own NVIDIA. I have not taken action yet in terms of selling into strength, given the profit cushion that I had, but we do have rules for a close below the prior day's low. When you get a reversal, a close below the 10-day, 21-day, see how it acts around the 10-week line. I think that, you know, this is a stock that's definitely been due for a base, and if the AI rally is set to continue, maybe this could be one of those buying opportunities for folks. If they missed out, you kind of need a new base to get involved at this point. I mean, if you're waiting till the stock is up 50 or 100% to start buying, you're kind of playing with fire there. So we'll have to see what happens from here and take things day by day. And I don't think traders want to have a situation on their hands where they shift their focus only to the fundamental story and ignore the chart. I think that's a very dangerous game as well. So again, taking things day by day. Good points all around. Good points all around. Good job, Ed. Okay, next on our list, let's take a look at Square. This is Block. Presented an entry today for traders here, Ed, with a high handle trend line buy point.
Yeah, and you could also use the old buy point of 80.29 because that basically gets you above almost all of the high handle of real trading in there. Nice action here. I was really impressed at how well it did because, you know, obviously it's not an AI stock, but it's still a growth stock. And you sort of figure that if the whole market's reversing lower, that that's going to weigh on most stocks. But this one just, you know, closed near session highs. So nice move here. The RS line, definitely not at highs, but it's getting above now the high handle area. I mean, so that's the highest, at least in a short-term level. Right. You know, some decent volume today. You know, the most of this handle was on lighter volume. The earnings have been picking up again. You know, good estimates going forward. You know, for a long time, this had gone up for a long time, and it's like the valuation has come off. It's now time to, you know, it's maybe set up for another run here. Obviously, this whole 80-81 area, there's a lot of trading in there. I think going on a weekly is important because there's a lot of things there. So it is something to note is that there's there and then there's a lot of
congestion.
More. Yeah.
And even the monthly, Ed.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back.
There's a lot of people who it's like a lot of trading in there. So that's something to note. I mean, it was like Mike Webster, who was back on IBD Live, was talking about this is more like he rated it a B or C overall because of some of this, you know, overhead resistance and other things. But there's a lot to like about it. I thought it was really impressive performance today when the broader market did not have a good session for techs.
No doubt. Okay. And last but not least, let's take a look at XP, a Brazilian brokerage firm getting back above the 50-day line here after finding support at the 200-day. So a little bit different. You know, we can't just focus on tech. We've got to look at these other areas.
Yeah, there's a lot of other areas. This one, the big downside is the relative strength line because this one's been basing since August. And, well, the market is not. And so, especially in the last few months, so that is definitely an issue. But nice bounce this week, finding support coming off here. This is a stock that's teased a number of times. And so that's been sort of its character. You just have to note that it could be something where I'm going to start small, prove it to me. Maybe this would be a place you start it and, you know, wait to see if it gets up towards the traditional buy point because it's gotten over there, over the 50-day line. So offering an opportunity, their revenue growth is accelerating. So there's the interest rates have been coming down pretty sharply. It's still a double digit central bank rates in Brazil. It's a different kind of situation, but the rates have come down quite a bit there. That's a positive for financials like XP. This was our stock of the day, so you can learn more about what this company does.
With that article, yeah.
Yeah, with that article, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and with what you're saying, but a really interesting look to the fundamentals in recent quarters and the estimates here as well, because we got the quarterly and the annual now. So good stuff there. All right, Ed, let's talk about the game plan for the week ahead for traders.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's a lot of it is just coming, you know, you have to be thinking about take a look at your portfolio. What are they looking like? Are you comfortable with the concentration levels? Are you comfortable? Are some stocks, you know, weakening, not just one day, okay, like, oh, if you have AMD or something, but if you have some of these other names that have been struggling, you know, do you say like, well, maybe I should be taking those off? I mean, you know, work on your watch list. There are a number of things that are outside of tech, outside of AI that are doing well. Maybe they are have a chance to lead, you know, and, you know, just remember that, you know, even though, you know, like, as we like, while Square did really well today, if we do have a real pullback, yeah, AI stocks may be the most vulnerable because they've had such a big run. Chances are, though, if we have a real pullback, most stocks are going to fall. Most growth stocks are going to fall. So you can't think that they're, you know, that they're immune from a pullback. So just be thinking there. Yeah. It may not be the best time to be buying, but there's a lot of things that might be setting up in the next few days.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is the tricky time for traders now that we've had a strong couple of months, the odds of a pullback increase every day that, you know, it'll eventually come. So what do you do if you have been riding this wave? Do you continue to try to hold through more turbulence and bases for some of these leaders, or do you take your profits and try to get back in at a lower risk entry point and get the next leg up if this rally does continue? So I think it's decision time for traders to see, you know, what can they sit through or what do they really just need to lock in profits on? And Ed, I think you said it very well. You have to know your trading style and what your rules are. And the answer is going to be different for each trader.
Yeah. And I think the weekend is a good time because it's to be set and making sure you got those rules and you get that in place, because it's a little bit easier to keep the emotions out. It's hard. You look at your stocks going down or you see these opportunities going up. It's like, wait a second. I don't want to add that much exposure. Wait a second. What am I, to try to have those rules and follow them. Sometimes you may need to adjust rules over time, but this is a good time to be doing that. So you can try to keep it as cool-headed as possible.
Sounds like a plan, Ed. Well, thank you so much. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That is it for this week, but make sure you are keeping tabs on investors.com over the weekend. More great reporting coming out all the time. So stay tuned for that. And we will see you on Monday, starting with IABD Live 10 minutes before the opening bell, investors.com/IABD Live for all the details on that. Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you back here on Monday after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.